From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. A long-range U.S. military bomber flies over South Korea. The flyover appears to be in response to North Korea's latest nuclear weapons test. The B-52 bomber was seen flying over Osan Air Base before heading back to Guam. U.S. actor Sean Penn met with his Mexican drug trafficker Joaquin El Chapo Guzman in Mexico months before Guzman's capture. The meeting was for an interview published on the website of Rolling Stone magazine. Guzman told Penn he supplies more heroin, methamphetamine, cocaine, and marijuana than anyone else in the world. Penn described Guzman as entirely unapologetic. At least four people were killed Sunday in northern Yemen when a missile hit a medical clinic operated by the aid group Doctors Without Borders. The group says the missile struck the Shayara Hospital in Sada province. The charity says 10 people were wounded in the shelling, including three staff members. Egypt held an opening session of parliament Sunday, the chamber's first session in more than 3 years. The assembly has 15 days to ratify hundreds of executive decrees issued by President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi, or the laws will be repealed. Egypt has not had a parliament since 2012, when a court dissolved a democratically elected legislature dominated by the Muslim Brotherhood. Afghan President Ashraf Ghani on Sunday traveled to eastern Nangarhar province, where he met with officials and tribal leaders to assess concerns that the Islamic State group is gaining ground in the province. This is VOA News.